Gemara Masechta Shkolim, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, in explaining the opinion of Rameya, who holds that under all circumstances, a kolbon has to be added for every machzis hashekel given, asks my Talmud Rameya, why does Rameya indeed hold that for every machzis shekel is there an obligation to give a kolbon? Says the Gemara, Sav Rameya, Hanoisin Shikle Shalom, if somebody gives a whole shekel, on meaning that he's giving the shekel on his own behalf and on the behalf of someone else, he still Shuchai Shtei Kabonis, must give two Kabonis. Every Machzis Shekel comes with its own Kabon contribution. Dam Rameya, because Rameya's opinion is, Kishem Shishikloi Torah, just like Midaraisa, we're obligated to give a Machzis Shekel, Kach Kalboinoi Torah. So too Midaraisa, must a Kalboin be given for every Machzis Shekel. Because Kosova Rameya, Rameya is a Dam Kosova Rameya, the nice and Shekel Sholem, Chayiv Kalbon, must take out this girsa. Dar Rameya, because Rameya's opinion is, Kimin Matbei Shalesh, a fire, a gold, a coin of fire, Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Takas Kisei Kvodoi, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out from below the Kisei HaKavod, V'her L'Moshe, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu of Amaloi, and he said to him, Zei Yitnu, Kizei Yitnu. You have to give like the Machzis HaShekel that I show you, that I took out, V'Takas Kisei HaKavod. So, before we say how the Mefarshim explain why it had to be a Machzis HaShekel, Shalesh, we need first to explain how does this memra, how does this statement that the Gemara gives, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Amatei Shalesh and showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, answer the question which the Gemara posed, why does Rameya always require a kalbon for every Machzis HaShekel? The Karban Adah explains that what the Gemara means to say is that the coin that was shown was a pure coin, a matbeya shalesh, it didn't have any impurities in it. And therefore, says Rameya, when one donates a Machzis HaShekel, he must add a kalbon, because the coin that we're donating, we can't be certain, is a pure, whole Machzis HaShekel. And the only way we can make sure that it is indeed a pure Machzis HaShekel is by adding the kalbon. The Ritvas, the Rav Shimon Sarloi, say a different pshat. They explain that if we think about the statement of the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu a coin of fire, it's somewhat difficult to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what a coin looks like, that he has to be shown a coin of fire. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Moshe Rabbeinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say, wasn't showing Moshe Rabbeinu the Machzis HaShekel. The Machzis HaShekel doesn't need to be shown. What was shown is that on top of the Machzis HaShekel, you have to give a kalbon. Another pshat is actually this, the Rosh's pshat. Rameya's opinion is somewhat difficult to understand, he says. We know that the Torah, when it speaks about the Machzis HaShekel, says Zed Yitnu, give specifically the Machzis HaShekel. Ha'osha lo yarbe, v'adal lo yamit. A wealthy person may not give more, a poor person may not give less. So if the Torah is going out of its way, says the Rosh in explaining the Gemara, to teach us that we only could give a Machzis HaShekel, no more and no less, so Rameya's opinion that says, as we just learned, that midaraisa we have to give a kalbon, how does he understand the pasuk? When the pasuk says, Zeh Yitnu, give explicitly just a Machzis HaShekel.
says Reb Meir.
No, that's not what Zayitnu comes to teach us. Zayitnu comes to teach us something else. Zayitnu comes to teach us that K'min Matbeyah Shal Eish Herul Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why I could still hold that a Kalban should be added, that a Kalban should be added, and it's not contradicting what it says in the Pasuk. The Maral in the Gur Aryeh says that the reason, and how, this is how he explains the Gemara, a Kalban had to be added, is because unlike a human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be exact. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, showing Moshe Rabbeinu, I could be perfect and exact and have a Matbeah Shalesh, which is exactly a Machzis HaShekel. But human beings do not have that ability of being that perfect and exact. And therefore, when a human being is giving a real Machzis HaShekel, he has to add a Kalban. The Baal HaTurim on the Pasuk of Zeh Yitnu in Parshas Kisisa, on the Pasuk of Zeh Yitnu Kola Over Al, says the gematria of those words of Zeh Yitnu Kola Over Al is Zeh Hoya K'min Matbeah Shalesh. And I saw that the other Sfarim that say the Pasuk says Kisisa Surosh Bnei Yisrael P'gudeyem, that the gematria of the world, B'nai Yisrael, L'Pkudeyem, is the same as K'min Matbeah Shalesh. So in explaining this memra of Chazal, that it was K'min Matbeah Shalesh, which was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aruch Chaim gives the following explanation. Indeed, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to give the Machzis HaShekel, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to give just the Machzis HaShekel? Shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu have told us to give a Shekel Shalom? And furthermore, he asks, as we mentioned a moment ago, we know that the halacha is, Ha'osha lo yarba v'adal lo yamit. Why is the Torah so very specific and very strict in this halacha? So, he explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach us is it's not what's visible that counts. It's what we think and what we mean in our heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, it's not the Machzis HaShekel. A Machzis HaShekel is a coin. I'm looking for the Eish. I'm looking for the fire that burns in a Jew's soul when he does Avodas Hashem. And that's why I tell you to give a Machzis HaShekel. This half is visible, but there's another half that's not visible. Every Jew, Ha'osh lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit, it's not just enough what you do. An usher can't say that I fulfill my obligation with doing so much and giving so much. Nor can an ani say that I fulfill my obligation with my heart. There has to be the heart and the activity. And that's why there's a Machzis HaShekel to represent. There's a part that we see, but there's the part that's at our heart. The part that our heart is the Matbeah Shalesh. It has to be made out of fire to represent how we do our Avodas Hashem. And the Farshim go on to explain what's pshat in the Matbeah Shalesh. They explain that fire actually has in it sort of contradictory characteristics. On one hand, fire could burn. Fire could represent the most destructive element. But fire could also warm up. If someone is cold, someone needs to cook, he uses fire to warm himself up. What's the difference when fire is used for a positive purpose versus when fire is used for a destructive purpose? When fire is used for a positive purpose, you can't get too close to the fire. A fire is used for destructive because the person got too close to the fire. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, a matbeya, money could be a wonderful thing. Money can be used for wonderful, wonderful purposes. But remember, money is fire. If you get too close to the fire, it could burn. If you get too close to money, it could consume you. If you have the proper distance from the money, and you have the proper perspective to the money, the money could warm you. The money could be used for tremendous purposes. Mefarshim also explained that, of course, Eish represents Hislahavis. Eish represents warmth. Eish represents energy, and how a person should approach doing a mitzvah with energy. And they go on to explain that we give the machzis shekel because every mitzvah has in it a ruchnius component and a gashmius component. And the way we do a mitzvah is through a combination of ruchnius and gashmius. And the Farshim go on, therefore, to say, Me'ez kolish ashiyadvenu liboy. The reason it was given as a machzis shekel is because we need to do it together. There has to be a giver and a taker. And by all Jews connecting, we could indeed fulfill the mitzvah. But the Mefarshim and the Noam HaMelech says this far takes this a step further. We learned a Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalar Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Ezu Benon Shel Kedoshim, who is considered a Benon Shel Kedoshim, the Lo Yodana B'Tzursa Tmetbeya, someone who doesn't know what money looks like. And of course, it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. But Pshat, he doesn't know what money looks like. Pshat is that he, of course, everybody knows what money looks like. We can't live without money. What the Gemara means to say is, the Lo Yodana B'Tzursa Tmetbeya, he doesn't look at the money just as a coin. He understands, as we've been explaining, what money represents. How positive money could be, or unfortunately how negative money could be. And that's the person who has that proper understanding is indeed a Benon Shel Kedoshim. But I saw further that the Mefarshim explained. So why is that individual called a Benon Shel Kedoshim, the son of great people? Because the lesson is that if we want our children to have the proper perspective to money, we as parents have an obligation to teach them. But non shel kedoshim, no one comes to the madrega of la yada b'tzursa matbeya. No one comes to that point where he truly understands what money is and money isn't, how money should be dealt with. Unless he's a Benon Shel Kedoshim, he had the proper chinuch from his parents. Da'iv Yisrael says that we know that a fire flickers. It goes up and it goes down. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was shown a matbeya shalesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown that money is like fire. It could flicker up, and it could bring you to the highest, greatest places, but it could go down, and it could put you down to the lowest places. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains the Alshech. Took the coin, mitachas kisei HaKavod. What pshat that he took it from the tachas kisei HaKavod? Because under the kisei HaKavod is obviously the pshat in kisei HaKavod, is that that is where the greatest honor, Kisei HaKavod, as the name itself implies, is shown and given to Hashem. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Alshach, you could use, money could be used to be the greatest element to bring Kvod Shemayim. But money could be used in the other way as well. It has to be treated like Eish. To have this perspective, explained the Mefarshim, is not easy. And that's why they explain, we find, for example, Rashi teaches us in Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be shown how to menorah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu from Shemayim how to build the menorah. And everybody understands why. Because the Torah says that the menorah was mixture. Out of one block of gold, they made the menorah, but they're not allowed to lose any of the gold. That indeed is very difficult to do. But what's so difficult about a matbeya, about giving a machzor shekel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu the machzor shekel? But after we understand what we've been explaining, that fire has in these contradictory characteristics and elements, and it's our obligation to indeed view and act with money like it's Aish, with all the depth that we've been explaining, that isn't so easy to follow, and it isn't so easy to accomplish. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, taught us the Aish, the Matbeya Shel Aish, and how to treat that Matbeya Shel Aish.